Good afternoon, this is German Vivas, licensed agent with Providence in your care and a recorded line. Did you want to go over your 2026 Medicare benefits and what's new for the new year?
Yes.
Absolutely, okay. And now, of course, in order to begin, can you please confirm your zip code?
07840.
840, okay. And now, are we in the county of Morris County or Warren County?
Warren County.
Warren County, all right. So let's check here for you. And perfect, okay. And now, of course, before we begin, Medicare requires I let you know, we do not offer every plan in your area. Currently, we represent two organizations which offer 17 products in your area. You can always contact Medicare.gov, 1-800-MEDICARE, or your local state health insurance program for all of your options. And now, for Medicare compliance purposes, just in case we do get disconnected, do I have your permission to give you a call back at the number 973-895-5616?
Yes.
All right, perfect. And now the next following question I have here for you. Do you make your own healthcare decisions, or does a family member or maybe a social worker help?
No, I do.
All right. And are you currently in a nursing home, long-term care facility, or does anyone live with you?
No, I live with my daughter and her family.
Okay. All right. Not a problem. And now, of course, the next step right here for you is going to be your verification of your Part A and your Part B. Do you have your red, white, and blue Medicare card with you today?
Yeah, hang on.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, it is the number 4, A is in Apple, C is in Carol, 6, Z is in Victor, C is in Carol, 1, Y, R, 5, 3.
5, 3, okay. So let's get that here for you. And let's see here, all right. Perfect, okay. And allow me just one moment while that pulls up in my system, okay?
Okay.
All right. So let's see here. There it is, okay. So for Ms. Carol Jepson, is that correct?
Yes.
All right. Awesome. And now, Ms. Jepson, can you please confirm your date of birth, ma'am?
Yes. 11/8/1950.
All right. Perfect. Okay. That looks good. Okay. And now, Ms. Carol, are we still residing at the address of 110 Blau Road, Hackettstown, New Jersey?
Yes.
All right. Perfect. So we'll save that there. Okay. Awesome. It looks like our Part A and B are active, so that's good. Okay. All right, Ms. Carol. And now, I do have a disclaimer here for you. Now, of course, before I can discuss the plans available to you, Medicare requires I remind you, this call is recorded and may be shared with plan providers. You don't need to provide health-related information unless required for an enrollment eligibility. This conversation won't affect your current or future coverage unless you choose to enroll in a plan today. Talking to me does not obligate you to enroll or automatically enroll you in a plan. With your permission, this RoboScope of appointment will allow me to discuss the Medicare plans in your area. Do I have your permission to proceed, Ms. Carol?
Yes.
All right, Ms. Carol. Perfect. Okay. So now I do want to make sure that all your needs are met. And now, when you do see the doctors, do you see them frequently or just one time a year?
A couple times a year.
A couple times a year. Okay. All right. And now, right over there for you for your transportation, do you still drive yourself to the doctor visit?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Yes. Do you still drive yourself to the doctor visits?
No, my daughter usually takes me or my son.
Awesome. Okay, good, good. And now, right over here for you. Now, what about your dental? Do you need any dental work done or just regular cleanings?
Yeah, just regular cleaning. Regular and cleaning. I probably should have my eyes checked.
Got you. That was actually going to be my next question here. Okay.
Yeah.
So some vision help as well. Okay, so some vision help. Okay. So let's see what we can do here for you. And now, of course, the first step I have here for you is going to be your doctors. And now for your primary care doctor, what is the last name of your primary care?
It's a gentleman. I can't remember his name, and I don't have his card for whatever reason. I don't know what happened to it, but I don't have it.
Absolutely. So let me see.
It's Amendola, something like that.
Amendola. So let's check here. That's a gentleman. I see it there. Dr. Michael Amendola.
That's it, yeah.
There it is. Okay, so we have Dr. Amendola there. Okay. And let's check here. Now, besides Dr. Amendola, do you see any other doctor besides him?
Yeah, I have her card. Hang on a second.
Yes, sir.
It's Deborah Ocasio.
Ocasio. Okay, so let's see here. There it is. I see it there. Dr. Deborah Ocasio. Okay, so we have Dr. Deborah there. Perfect. All right, so we have Dr. Amendola and Dr. Ocasio. Is that all correct?
Yes. Those are the only two I have, yeah.
The only two, okay. So we'll save that there for you. So let's check it here. Perfect, okay. All right. And now the next part right over here for you is going to be your medications now. Are you currently taking multiple prescription medications at the moment?
Yeah, like 8 of them, you know, between morning and night, yeah.
Between morning and night, okay.
And a lot of them are over-the-counter.
A lot of them. Okay. No problem. So let me see here.
I don't think I have anything from a doctor. I mean, they told us the stuff that I should probably take. Mm-hmm. But it's, like I said, it's over the counter. Yeah.
Absolutely. I get you. Okay. So let me see here, because I do see a list here. But, of course, do I have your permission to go over this list with you, Ms. Carol?
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. So the first one I see here is Atorvastatin calcium, tablet at 20 milligrams. Are we still taking the Atorvastatin?
Yes.
Awesome. All right. The next one I see here is Cefalexin, tablet 500 milligrams. Are we still taking the Cefalexin?
Yes.
All right. The next one I see here is Etodolac, tablet 500 milligrams. Are we still taking the Etodolac?
Yes.
Okay. The next one I see here is gabapentin, capsule 100 milligrams. Are we still taking the gabapentin?
Yes.
Okay. The next one I see here is lorazepam, tablet at 1 milligram. Are we still taking the lorazepam?
Yep.
Awesome. The next one I see here is metoprolol, succinate, tablet 25 milligrams. Are we still taking the metoprolol?
Yes.
Okay. And the next one I see here is marazepam. Tablet 7.5 milligrams. Are we still taking the marazepam?
Yep.
Okay. And then I see omeprazole capsule 20 milligrams. Are we still taking the omeprazole?
Yes.
Okay. And then the next one I see here is quinapine, furmonide. That one's right there. Is at 100 milligrams. Are we still taking that as well?
Yes.
Okay. And the next one I see here is spironolactone tablet 50 milligrams. Are we still taking the spironolactone?
Yes.
Okay, and the last one I see here is venlafaxine capsule at 150 milligrams. Are we still taking the venlafaxine?
Yes.
Okay, all right. And then I do see here, and are we still taking donepezil 10 milligrams?
Yes.
Okay, got you. Okay, so we're still taking the donepezil. Okay. That's usually for memory loss right there. So let me see here. And let's open up here for you. So let's see here. And here. Your prime. Okay. And now right over there for you, let's see here. Because I do see here, but you're taking donepezil there. And now I know you. I understand that you're living with your daughter, correct?
Yes, and she takes care of all those. Yeah.
She takes care of all that. Okay. So she takes care of it. Okay. So definitely from what I'm seeing here, let's see here and here. Okay. So it looks like you're in good hands from what I'm seeing. Yeah, everything looks great for you.
Okay.
So, all right, but perfect. And you have a great one, okay?
Yeah.